Hey guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
I was trying to interpret how the skipping and the list had gone, and it seemed like maybe we had skipped Jakob and Josh had done it last time.
That sounds right.
Oops. But now Jakob's not here today. I hate this. So next would be me, but we have to skip me. Florian, want to take notes?
Right, and I can take it.
Thank you. Okay. All right. I might as well get started. Maccabee, any is Maccabee here? No. Also know there wasn't a CC meeting, so I don't know if you'd have updates anyway. We are getting updates from Joseph, I think is the name. And it looks like we still need several nominations. So get your friends and enemies to fill out the form and nominate themselves.
Yeah, on Friday it was at 2 for the TC. And I think we have 5 open seats.
All right. Anything from PC?
The two big topics were that the data import working group is becoming its own SIG, and they're keen to have additional participants, active members. They are a pretty a they've been a pretty active working group running labs to help each other diagnose issues with data import workflows and nailing down trouble. So it's a pretty active group. Then the other big thing was the PC's prioritization process, which is turning into the development of a community priorities dashboard. The goal here is to be able to give some direction to the product owners when there are some guidance to the product owners if they don't have, well, if they're looking for ways to prioritize between different issues, or if they have some time that they can dedicate to the most pressing things, the most urgent things to the community, to give them some to be able to give them that guidance. And the process that they're looking at is soliciting priority items from the SIGs, like, what are your top 5 items? And then looking at those items in terms of like what's the impact of the item on what's the impact of the item on the project and the community, on Folio in general? How does this affect competitiveness in the marketplace? Is this a what's the usability or utility, and how does the thing align with the Folio vision? So trying to balance number of factors. Anyhow, so that's work that the PC is doing. There hasn't been a community prioritizing practice for a long time, not since the kind of an old ranked voting system. So, and Caitlin Stewart from Library of Congress has been heading this.
Great.
Here endeth the update.
Thank you. Yeah, it'll be good to have a prioritization methodology going again. RMS, I assume there's not an update. Anything from security?
Not really. We have the integration with SemGrep set up. And the security team is sort of evaluating that, poking around and so forth. So far so good, but we haven't made a formal decision yet. But so this is sort of a trial period. So far, I think what we're seeing looks good. So and it's a good complement to what we have in Sneak. So stay tuned for updates on that.
Any Eureka updates?
Not since last week. Because we had our regular meeting on Wednesday, so the statuses haven't changed since then.
Okay. And pretty much the same for the community-driven development. We had met Wednesday morning right before our last meeting, so nothing's happened since then. But we will be meeting again this Wednesday, and I added the link to where our notes are. All right, upcoming meetings. Oh, I didn't add any extra spaces here, but I can if we come up with something. But are we still on for Kong Key Cloak and Flower releases on Wednesday? I know that was dependent on Alesky.
Yeah, I have a check-in with him later on today. So I'll touch base with him, make sure that he's invited to that. Both Alexis,
Okay.
Kuzminov and Petrenko. Yep.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I was only thinking of Petrenko. Okay. Regular TC and then dedicated discussion environmental variables. I saw that Florian had written up this. So to me, these looked related. This and multi-tenant upgrade problem issue. So I stuck the link to that under there. So is this, so I guess my question is this still a good time to have this discussion? And is this multi-tenant upgrade problem part of that discussion, or is that a separate thing?
It originates from the discussion from the environment variables, but it's I think it goes beyond the scope of the environment variables itself. But it's a problem for of one of the environment variables, and a general problem too.
So how should we scope this meeting? Should it still just be the environment variables, or should it be the bigger
We
problems?
could extend it to the multi-tenant upgrade problem if there is time. But personally, I'm in vacation at the date.
Ah, okay.
But there are discussions on the page, and I think it's good to have discussions, and I think we could, or you could discuss it without me also.
Okay, Kevin, I know you're the other person involved here.
Yes, I've been holding off to let them put their information in first, but it sounds like I might be available to, I guess, run that discussion at our next meeting if no one else is able to. I have some ideas on what my proposals are, but I know there are different ideas, and so we need to manage which ones. I can see if there's not much interest in some of these topics that we might even get to the multi-tenant, or yes, the multi-tenant one. But yeah, that is an overarching, it's kind of a, it extends beyond the environment variables, but there is a interaction there.
Okay. So maybe for now we'll leave it for the environmental variables. Assume that Kevin's going to kind of lead the discussion, and then go from there. Okay. I didn't change much else in this list of possible topics other than that Maccabee had posted about the CC opening up the Folio contribution network proposal. So I did add that here. I've already gone in and like read and commented on the Google document. So I guess it's a question of I don't know how much people, it's not a very technical proposal. So I don't know how much we want to have a Wednesday for it or if people would just rather read it. Or maybe you're more motivated to read it if we have a discussion. Does anybody have strong feelings about wanting to discuss it together? Okay, so maybe we'll leave it for now.
Was the expectation that there's some sort of like approval or something, or like thumbs up from the tech council and from the PC and so forth, or is it just in the discussion phase right now?
It's really early. So there
Okay.
was a lot of discussion about it in the community council. So even in the community council, it wasn't like, oh, we accept this. It was like, please work on these parts of it. So that's kind of the stage that they're in right now.
Okay.
Because this is the first that anybody other than the people who wrote it have seen it. So they're really, I don't think they're ready for like up or downs on it yet.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. I left the nothing on the board, but I didn't actually check. Nope, nothing on the board. We don't have any subgroups going. And Josh, I think, is not here. So I don't know if this got fixed yet about the the log for the RFCs. It looks like it did. Great. So we can say that that got fixed. Decision log. I don't think there's going to be anything.
Related to the RFC thing, I did add my tidbit on the log page about what the requirements are for getting things to appear in the list. It was
Oh,
just a couple
good.
sentences, so that's done as well.
Okay, good. The OST page, I just this morning did post updates to, I posted in development, technical council, and product owners. If I needed to say anything different than what I said, or if you think it needs to go more places, just let me know. And I don't think we had any other OST work to do today. The Vagrant box, the follow-up was, well, we had a few bits of follow-up. So I did post in the CC channel today. Jason already talked to DevOps. So here was another communication. Was someone gonna do this piece? Does anyone need, is there any reason these channels need more information than what I posted to CC if I just say it's going away and I can leave off the other stuff I put for CC?
I think we can certainly start there, and if there are additional questions or whatnot, we can chime in.
Okay. All right. I'll do that then today because I can just copy and paste that over. And then someone needs to update the documentation, I assume, just to mark it deprecated.
No, I think this is more about okay, if if Vagrant boxes are going away and UI devs are using
Oh.
in the official documentation on the dev site or wherever it is, points to if you're a new UI developer and you want to spin up a local folio, here's how to do it, and it refers to the documentation on the Vagrant box. What is the alternative? And there are a couple alternatives that developers, I think, are using. Some are using the Rancher environments, some are spinning up their own Eureka-based environments locally. And so maybe the documentation just needs to refer to the documentation around those things.
Okay, so maybe when I post in these two channels, I could say, we'd like to know where you guys suggest we point UI developers now.
Yeah, I want to say Maccabee had some thoughts on this as well,
Okay.
but I forget the details, unfortunately. Yeah, we could start the conversation there.
Okay. Yeah, Maccabee, he posted he wasn't coming today. But we can bug him when he's back. Okay. The Zeek thing.
Yeah, so I did bring this to the chairs. It didn't seem like there was any pushback. There was a question about, well, okay, how do we sort through this from Morning Glory, and what about, Woodland Star? And Julian, thank you for clarifying that it was the Morning Glory problems which prompted you to suggest that we rename Zeek with a space to all one word, and that the Woodland Star problem has gone away by using Wisteria instead. So I think, I mean, it's not official, but I think we can. I guess I'm not sure what the next step is here, to be honest with you.
So does someone just need to tell, like, the marketing person for, I think they're at EBSCO that manages the flower names?
Yeah, I think it's like Rachel Fadlin, if I'm not mistaken, that typically does that work. But do we need to get like formal approval from the other councils on this? Do we just reach out to Rachel and tell her to do, ask her to do it, or
I mean,
let me ask in the chairs group and see what they
okay.
say. And then if no additional discussion is required, we can just ask Rachel to do it.
Yeah,
Okay.
it sort of seems like in some way the community council is probably the real owner of that. But yeah, reaching out to the other councils, because I mean we can't do this unilaterally, I don't think.
I okay. All right, so Craig, are you still working on this then?
Yeah, I'm typing a message in the chairs thread right now, channel rather.
I mean, these names get handed to us unilaterally, seems like we can object unilaterally. Okay. That is everything that I had for today. Did anybody have anything they wanted to pull out of the backlog or that they were thinking about or wanted to talk about today? What do you think, Craig? Is it okay to get a lot of time back?
There is one other topic. I mean, yes, it's fine to get a lot of time back. I think we did on Wednesday as well. The only other topic that I had was about mod configuration and its deprecation and removal, because that's come up a couple times now. I posted a message in the TC internal channel. We had a decision back last fall, I want to say, about distributed versus centralized configuration. And the decision was to essentially deprecate mod configuration and eventually remove it. And so the timing was that we would release a version of mod configuration in Sunflower, which only supported the read and delete operations, so that sort of as a guarantee that no one will start using it for new things, right? And then in Trillium, it would be gone altogether and be removed from the release. So I don't think that ever happened. In fact, I know it hasn't happened. I just checked. I think it was against Sunflower Bug Fest, and I was able to create a new configuration via API. So that's one thing. But also, I mean, my understanding is that there are still some modules which are using this still. And I know that this is on Alexey Petrenko and Kalila's radar, and I think they're building out an epic and trying to determine, is this absolutely necessary to do in Trillium? Can it wait until Umbrella Leaf and so forth? And so I wanted to just make sure that we're at least the TC is aligned with itself, within itself, on what the plan is and what the sort of the priority of this work is and so forth. Do we need to, since we didn't release that sort of read-only, delete-only version of mod configuration, do we need to do that for Trillium and then remove it, mod configuration altogether in Umbrella Leaf? Or do we stick to the plan, even though we didn't do that sort of transition step, and just plan on removing it altogether in Trillium? That kind of forces teams to do the work now. Yeah, I'll stop there and let others chime in. Go ahead, Todd.
It seems like managing the transition with the well, what is effectively a deprecated version of mod configuration. I mean, that just seems like good change management, to release the version that only has the more limited API interaction. It may or may not be so important for this module in particular. I don't really have any view into that. Just in terms of how we manage changes, it seems like a good idea.
It seems like it's unusual that we, I mean, I remember the discussion about wanting to have timing, but it seems unusual to be trying to manage the rollout of something via an RFC, like, and then there wasn't follow-up to it. I mean, I get maybe that's water under the bridge, but this seems like it was a strange way to manage this via an RFC.
Yeah, well, I think the timing was just part of the RFC, right? There's a section in the RFC template for timing, I think.
Right,
And
but
that's
that's,
just, yeah.
I guess all I meant was like the timing's being proposed by people that aren't doing the development, right? So that seems
Well,
weird.
I mean, we've done this for a bunch of different things. We did it for Postgres. Remember, we were definitely involved in sorting out, what does DevOps need, what the development teams need to move to Postgres, whatever version it was, I forget at this point. We also did it, well, just look at Eureka, the timing of that, adoption, Sunflower and so forth. So there are a bunch of different use case there are a bunch of different cases where we've used the RFC process for things like this, I think. Maybe the Postgres thing wasn't an RFC, maybe it was just a decision record. I'm looking at the list on the left there, and I don't see it.
And Owen says he was aware of it, but he thought it was pushed to Trillium. So that's fine. So maybe it's just that there, it's just a time crunch issue then.
So maybe do we just need to touch base with Alexei and Kalila and see, will dev teams be able to get to this work in Trillium and then make a determination? If they are, then we can stick to the plan of removing it in Trillium. If they can't do that because they have higher priority work or something like that, then maybe we defer to Umbrella Leaf and say, this is literally it. We're not going to push this any further. Is that sound like a reasonable plan here? And we can forgo the read delete only API stuff. At this point, teams will have had plenty of time to make adjustments, I think.
That sounds good.
I think we would have to update and the RFC or the decision of the RFC and send a new t or decide a new timing for the decision if developers cannot if the timing is not good for the developers. I think it would need a formal decision to extend the timing or something like that.
Okay. Well, let me talk to Kalila and Alexei Petrenko and see what they say. If they think dev teams can realistically get this into Trillium, and I think the list of teams that this applies to is pretty small. If they think it's, I mean, this could be a no-op. We just stick to the plan, right? But in the event they come back and say no, such and such teams, they're swamped. There's no way they're going to get to this. Then we'll have to bring that back and discuss here more, I think. So, Florian, I think you're taking notes. Can you just capture that so it's the action item is there?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Okay, Jen, that's all I had.
Okay. All right. So you're going to talk to them and then we'll figure out what to do about the RFC. Okay. Okay. Anybody else? All right. Well, enjoy your time back then, and we'll see you Wednesday, hopefully, for the Kong Key Cloak and Flower releases discussion.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.